This is Here and Now. Robocalls using fake voices made by artificial intelligence are now illegal, so said the Federal Communications Commission last week. Came after thousands of voters in New Hampshire got called by a bogus version of President Biden urging them not to vote.
Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday.
So will the government actually stop what's going on? Let's put that to Hani Farid. He's professor at the UC Berkeley School of Information, where he focuses on digital forensics and misinformation. Professor, welcome.
Good to be with you, Scott.
So we hear how easy it is these days to manufacture this bogus audio and the Biden voice. It certainly sounds pretty Biden-ish. So in basic terms, how do the bad actors do this in the technology kitchen?
Yeah. So there's a new technology. It falls under the umbrella of generative AI. And the way it works is there are services out there where you can upload about 60 to 90 seconds of a person's voice. And for somebody like Joe Biden, that would be fairly easy to get. The AI algorithms clone that voice. So they capture the sound and the cadence and what that person sounds like. And then you do what's called text to speech. You type and it will synthesize or generate an audio in the voice of whomever you wanted to clone.
How easy or hard is it to identify an audio deepfake?
This is the asymmetry here, which is it's very easy to create and very difficult to detect. So on the detection side, there's a few challenges. So one is the technology is moving very fast and defense is always harder because you have to wait for your adversary to create the content and then you have to then start building a defense. So you're always inherently behind. The half-life of a social media post is measured in minutes, not hours, days, or weeks, which means by the time we get around to figuring out that it's fake, people have moved on. And many times the correction doesn't reach them. And so the challenge is hard for both of those reasons.
Yeah. You know, my father-in-law just got a call from someone pretending to be a long-lost granddaughter. So that's happening out there. Naturally, the family was alarmed, and now we have a secret password,
kind of
a family two-factor
correct.
Authentication.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, there's audio out there of Tom Hanks pretending to hawk dental products. Scammers targeted black neighborhoods in Ohio this last election cycle with robocalls discouraging them from mailing in their votes. How widespread is this?
We do know that the types of calls that you just described, from individuals getting calls from purportedly loved ones to the celebrities, the Tom Hanks, the Taylor Swifts of the world, to presidential candidates, are happening more and more. You can clone your son's voice, your daughter's voice, your granddaughter's voice, because the technology is so good. And the reality is we don't know how many of these scams are going on, but we do know that the FCC is getting a startling rise in complaints about these types of AI-powered robocalls.
So here's the question, though. I mean, the FCC says it's cracking down. It's going to find the bad actors, potentially go after the service providers carrying these robocalls. The commission has been pretty woeful at collecting fines, perhaps because they have to team up with another agency, the Justice Department, to collect that money. Why should we assume anything will change just because the government says it's on the case?
We shouldn't. Look, we've been struggling with robocalls for how many years now? And now the fraudulent text messages. So I'm fine with the ruling. I don't care. I think it sends a shot over the bow. I think it's good to tell people that we don't want to put up with this nonsense. But I don't think anybody should pretend somehow that this is going to solve the problem. You know, our adversary, if it is a state-sponsored actor, doesn't care about FCC rules. It's not going to help. And so really the burden here should come down hard on the telecoms. The telecoms have absolutely fallen asleep at the wheel, and this is not a recent problem for them.
And how might that work if you put T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T on the hook?
What changes behavior is fines. We start telling these telecoms, get it together, or every single day for every robocall that is made, we are going to start fining you and watch how smart they get. I mean, it's always amazing to me how much these companies complain that they can't solve these problems. But then when it comes to profiting, they seem to be able to solve very complex problems. And as soon as we start levying massive fines, they solve problems. You have to change the economic incentives here. And it can't be thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. It has to be millions of dollars. And that's how you change behavior, is you change the economics for the corporations.
So, Professor, for the rest of us, What advice do you have when we get one of these calls and we're like, I don't know who's on the other side? What do we do?
So I think you said this earlier, Scott, and I want to emphasize this, that you and your family should have a passcode, a secret passcode that you don't share, or if you get a call from a loved one and they say they're in trouble, you should ask them for the passcode. And this is easy. This is a low-tech solution to a high-tech problem. When you see or receive calls from Joe Biden or Tom Hanks or Taylor Swift, please use common sense. Think about what this is, because know that people are trying to interfere with your right to vote. Know that people are trying to separate you from your money, and be careful.
Hani Farid is professor at the UC Berkeley School of Information. Professor Farid, thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott.